Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IK Manning Wolves, joining us here. The Wolves head to Panorama in a matchup of two teams coming into week two at 1-0 on the season. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
You bet. Coach, let's talk a little bit about last week before we get into that Panorama matchup. You guys pick up the win, game one. It's hot. It's humid. You'd probably had to change the practice schedule a little bit. You guys in ESAC always seem to tend to play close games, and this one was that way as well. But what do you take away from last week, and what did you learn about your team that maybe you didn't know going into game one?
Well, last year we found ways to, struggle in the second half. It wasn't completely clean the second half this year, but they competed and they found a way to win the game. I have to tip my cap to ESAC. They scored right away on the first drive of the second half, and we were able to respond and put together a drive of our own and score in turn. And then ESAC kicked a really nice field goal to take a lead late in the game, and we were able to put together a drive and answer to get the lead back. So twice in the second half after surrendering the lead, we were able to get the lead back. So it shows that our guys are really willing to compete in the battle.
Yeah, you guys overcame four turnovers, and I think you said 12 penalties as well to get the win. Coach, it was hot last week, kind of cooling off the middle part of this week, and then they're calling for maybe 90 or around 90 again for Friday. You hate to have the kids have to play in that kind of heat, but getting game one in with it, do you think that helps you guys be prepared and kind of mentally ready for what they may see tonight on Friday?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we dealt with the heat last week, so I think the kids have an understanding, and hopefully it becomes a habit of them drinking plenty of water throughout the week, getting plenty of electrolytes and a lot of potassium in them to help with their cramping issues.
What did you guys focus on in practice this week to get ready for Panorama?
Panorama is a unique team. They have tremendous size up front, so we're going to try to do some different things to understand the size that they're going to have on their defensive line. I mean, they're 350 and 240 and 240 those are some pretty good sized kids. They go no huddle, so we're going to have to be, we're going to have to be able to get our signals in quickly on defense. So, and really we're just going to have to tackle in space with a lot of the quick game that they do. So we're just going to do a lot of tackling in space this week as well.
It looks like they really like the short game and the pass game. You just mentioned that quick stuff that they run. Is it slants? Is it screens? How do they try to utilize that short pass game?
Well, I think what they do is they just try to see where the defenses are aligned on them, and then they adjust accordingly. I think they do some option routes. They could be wrong. But they did some skinny posts. They did some slants. They did some quick outs. They did some now passes. So they do a variety of different things.
How do they use their run game? They were pretty balanced last week, 31 rushing attempts, 30 passing attempts. So they're not going to probably go with just one unless it's really working, I imagine.
Well, they do a variety, I think, of some zone read type stuff with the quarterback and the running back. And they do have a number of playmakers back from a year ago. The quarterback's back from a year ago. Two of their top receivers are back from a year ago. The running back's back from a year ago. So they've returned a lot of skill guys. I think they're comfortable trying to get those guys in space.
Surprised at all that they don't just line up and come at you with that size?
Well, I mean, it's whatever their coaching staff feels is going to be best for them. And, I know the number 28, the Bremer kid receiver, he's a big kid. He's 6'3", he's 180. He's a bigger target. So I understand wanting to throw him the ball. And, even their running back, the 35, the Cago kid, he's 6'2", he's 195. So they got some good athletes, so I can see where they'd want to do both.
You mentioned Coggle, 11.5 tackles last week in their win over West Central Valley. What do you see on him defensively, and what do you expect them to look to do to you guys?
Well, they run a unique defense. They run a 3-5, and he's that middle linebacker, so they like to really blitz him, and they kind of send him from a variety of different angles and things like that. So we're going to have to be we're going to have to understand where he is.
You guys came out through it 25 times last week. Was that because what the game called for, or is that more of what we'll see this season with the Wolves?
Well, we feel like we have some receivers that can go and catch the ball, and I still think that we have the ability to run. We have some linemen have to settle in a little bit, and I the coaching staff made a decision we wanted to be a little bit more balanced. So I think a lot of it kind of depended or was, you know, depicted by what the ESAC was doing defensively. You know, they were sending quite a few linebackers and things like that. So we decided to throw it a little bit more. I mean, obviously, people that have been around here for a long time know that I still think you have to be able to run the ball, but I also believe in this day and age you have to be a little bit more balanced, and if you have to pass, you have to pass.
You mentioned their size and said that you guys still have a few things to work out with the offensive line. Do you have the quickness advantage in, you know, up front with that offensive line this week, and can you use that against their size?
I hope so. I mean, one of the things that we've stressed to our linemen for a long time is, you know, size is great, but it's really all about, we feel a lot of it is about positioning, and, you know, there's some key fundamentals that we stress, and it's not, you know, size does help, but it's about getting your body in the position it's supposed to be in to be solid blockers, and we had some gaffes last week, and hopefully this week we can get those corrected.
What did you see from the running game, and what are you hoping to see this week in week two? Usually a big jump between week one and week two.
Well, what I saw when we watched the tape is there was a number of plays where we were one cut away from getting a lot more yards or one field block away from getting a lot more yards. You know, we were closer in the running game than what I thought initially. And I got a lot of credit goes to the ESAC kids. You know, they fought off blocks, and we need to do a better job of maintaining blocks. So it's a little bit of both. So hopefully we can be improved in the running game this week.
Coach, Ross Kuzel made the transition from quarterback to kind of a tight end wide receiver for you guys this year. Led you with 8 catches in that first game, averaging about 11.1 yards per catch. How did you see him in that transition, and what impressed you?
Well, we've long kind of taken the attitude of we want to get our best 15 kids on the field, 16 kids on the field, and we felt Ross did a great job at quarterback last year, but we also felt the need that I always thought he was going to be a better wide receiver than quarterback just because of his height, his length. He's got great ball skills. He can really go up and get it, and he runs pretty well. I mean, he threw it just fine. But with the opportunity to put him out at wide receiver, we were comfortable with having Ben Ramsey play quarterback. Ben is an extremely smart kid, extremely athletic kid, competitive kid, and, you know, I just felt like that was going to be our best personnel fitting for the entire team.
What do you got to do to go over to Panorama and come back 2-0?
I think we really have to be solid tacklers. I think we're going to have to establish some running game. And I think one of the other things, too, is we need to get off to a really quick start. I think this is a team we don't want to, you know, we don't want to give up some big plays early that I think we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. So I think we want to get off to a quick start.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you on the scoreboard show on Friday night. Best of luck, and appreciate your time here today.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning football team. They head to Panorama coming up on Friday night.